call to order the regular meeting of the Water Wastewater Committee. Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call to begin, let the record show, I'm the president.
Fantastic. I got too many files of papers here, okay. Public comment, this is the time when we would invite the public, is everybody online?
There is, but there are no hands raised.
Okay, but if you would like to speak, this would be the time that you would talk to us about any item that's not on the agenda with regards to water and wastewater. Is there any comments, public comments? We have nobody in the room, nobody's raised their hand. Then we will close public comment, move for a motion to approve minutes.
I make a motion to approve draft minutes.
And I would second that motion, and therefore it carries and passes and carries. And now the update, sir, nothing. And thank you. Discussion item regarding bid two results for the, well, pump eight. Who's doing that?
Mike Urocka, our district engineer.
Hello, Mike. Nice shirt.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, we can hear you plenty well, thank you.
Okay, good. Hope you're all doing well. So yes, we have a bid opening on May 30th for the Well 8 pump station. You may recall we've already put in the well itself. We've already purchased the land from Pantages for the well site. And we did get four bids, but unfortunately the low bidder was about $700,000 over the engineer's estimate. A little timely, they did check all the bids and they said that the bid from Conoco West is in order. They have submitted all the proper documentation and their numbers are correct. And so what we're planning on doing with the board approval, of course, is work with finance department to adjust the budget for this project for next fiscal year to cover the remaining balance to complete the work. And that would include 10% for the contingencies. So we're going to be recommending that we add about $600,000 to the budget for fiscal year 24-25 to cover all the remaining expenses for the project to get it, the well pump station installed, the well press filter will also be installed by this contractor, which the town is purchasing separately under a separate contract with Lowcrest. So this is basically the balance of the project, putting in the well pump, the building for the chemicals, the tanks, the piping, all the instrumentation, everything that else that's needed to get this well up and running. And so that's what we have for you, and we'll be respond to any questions that you may have.
So this is in front of us, and then it's going to go in front of the board tonight? No.
No, we didn't have time to put, because we have to have a five-day protest period, and so that 5-day window starts after we issue the notice of intent to award. And now that Ludorf has gone through and checked all the numbers and we know that Conoco is a little bidder, assuming your concurrence, we will go ahead and issue the notice of intent to award at the
June 19th, it says here, yeah. So what you're asking from us today is just, this is informative for us, more or less, to let us know that unfortunately there was an estimate overrun.
Yes, that's correct.
Estimate overrun, and that we need to adjust the budget, and then we're going to bring it before the board for a final vote. And let's, assuming that the board is going to approve this, because assuming the board is going to approve this, how long will it be before construction would initiate, and what would be the estimated completion date, or do we have any of that information yet?
So after the board meeting, there's about 30 days for processing paperwork and getting things started for notice to proceed. And so after that, probably about a year.
Okay. And we are in contact with the developers, letting them know when they're going to be able to expect to receive water over there, and that communication staff is taken care of, is that correct?
They're already receiving water. In our agreement with them, we have provisions as to how much water they can take during the lake fill period without the well 8 being online. But we have, the town has adequate water to serve their subdivision with the progress that they're making out there, yes.
Okay.
And that's already covered in our agreement with them.
Okay. I don't know all those details. I don't recall all those details from several years ago. Okay, very good. I just, we're kind of in a catch-22. They want to build as quickly as they can, and we can only provide so much, so I just want to make sure that we're working with them on that. All right, any other?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Mike. I appreciate your help. Anything else, Dina, from Mike?
No, that's it.
Okay, any public comment on that item?
Nope.
Okay, Mike, thanks very much. Appreciate you coming on board. And
thank you very much.
We'll chat with you later. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
So, this is, again, one of those deals where...
It is what it is.
Exactly, thank you. I don't want to say our hands are tied or however you want to say that. I think I wouldn't put this in the category of, because we didn't drag our feet on this, but the longer you drag your feet on these projects, the more expensive they get. And I think this is a good example of that. When this estimate was made, it was made in good faith based on pricing at the time. Now it's been months, years, I don't know how long later after that original estimate, and it's already gone up to 7. So that's a good thing for us to keep in mind when we make decisions on how to progress through projects. Seems like a lot of money to spend. I think Dina actually brought up that point the other day with the water meter project. We would have waited until now to put in the water meters. We would have spent millions of dollars more than we did by getting it done. And I think we have a big project coming up, and we got to really take that into consideration, pricing and escalation of pricing.
I think the other part of it is that it's a bid process that we have to go through, and it's government bid, and it's not private pricing on it. And so we have to follow a bid process. We can't just award something because time is of the essence. We have to, run it through all the different processes to get that approved before we can start doing actual work on something like this.
Right. You're exactly right. And in fact, it's legislated how we can do our things. And it seems like, you could have made this decision. Well, no, we can't. We're trying to do the best we can. Is that all we have on the agenda for today? All right, well then, do you have any more you want to talk about? Okay, then I will adjourn the meeting of the Water Wastewater Committee. Boom! Just like